Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
NBA trade deadline week. You gotta love it. No Dunks here with the Athletic Network, back in the Classic Factory like we never left. Because we didn't.
No.
I'm Skeets. We got Tass. We got Lili. And, well, when a trade happens, it's not Trey Kirby, it's the Southern Lawyer.
We got ourselves a trade!
The hood up!
I told you I wish I had a Southern hat.
Yeah.
All I got is this hood right now.
It's turned into a Southern troll.
Yeah. And honestly, the hood on this is very short.
Yeah.
I was telling Laura last night, I had this sweatshirt on. Yeah, I'm a scumbag. I wore it 2 days in a row. Who cares? Yeah. I was telling her, I think the hood on this one is small too. I've got another Michigan sweatshirt, very small hood. And that's when it hit me. Maybe my head's just gigantic.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I think I just got a big old hand.
There's a lot of collateral in there with all the
hands. Nice, man.
Nice. And we got JD pushing the buttons over there. We had to fire up the emergency podcast, though, to really sink our teeth into this Blazers-Pelicans deal. The news broke while we were doing our daily show here on Tuesday, so we talked a little bit about it on the podcast. We also talked a lot about buyers and sellers at the trade deadline, but we were like getting pieces of information throughout that, whatever it was, 70-80 minute show. So let's get into what we know right now. Hopefully a third team isn't added to this as soon as we stop recording. But the trade, the Blazers Pelicans trade, Portland have agreed, in theory, according to reports, to trade CJ McCollum, Larry Nance Jr., and Tony Snell to the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for Josh Hart, Thomas Satoransky, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, good old Canadian boy, Gigi Lozada, a protected 2022 first-round pick, and two future second-round picks. So the question everybody wants to know, Tess, when you got a deal, who won the trade?
The New Orleans Pelicans won this trade. They get a legitimate score, and I'm disappointed in the package that the Blazers got back. I think if you want to claim to Damian Lillard, hey, we're trying to retool around you and we're going to put this team together, you have to get one can't miss player or pick. And I don't think they did. As much as I love Nikhil Alexander Walker,
right,
he hasn't shown it in New Orleans this season. Josh Hart, a great role player. But is this enough to convince Dame? The pick is my concern. It's top four protected going into this draft that is apparently a top four draft.
Whoops.
There's four extremely talented guys at the top, according to John Hollinger. So, listen, anything can happen with a draft pick, but it's not going to be top four. New Orleans was smart in protecting it. If it's 5 through 14, it goes to the Blazers in this instance.
Yeah.
So, I think for CJ McCollum, I would just hope that they would get one guy or pick that's can't miss.
Right.
But the package that you mentioned, Hart, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Satoransky, Lozada, first protected, and some seconds, isn't enough for me, I don't think. But I like the outlook of the Pelicans from this point. I don't think they gave up a ton because David Griffin was smart in doing that protection there.
Yeah, if we were to throw some grades on this, from the Pelican side of things, let's start with them. We'll get to Blazers and what they're doing, obviously on the heels of the Norman Powell trade the other day. How are you grading this for New Orleans? Getting CJ, getting Larry Nance Jr., and getting Snell here for what they sent back.
I'm giving them a B. I think it's good.
Solid.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good
You would have taken a B in class. You were not an A student.
Yeah, if they were throwing Bs out, I'm taking a B for sure. But no, I mean, they get the best player. We always talk about who gets the best player. CJ McCollum is still a young enough player that he can go out there, he can give some scoring help. The Brandon Ingram has been pretty good this season, but they need that other guy who's like, okay, he can create, he can go and get his own. I think that helps them, because this has been a pretty bad season for the most part for the Pelicans. But now they're in the play-in race and they're like, let's see if we can make out of this. Mm-hmm. You know, let's see if we can build something, because I think so much of it is trying to also send a message to Zion, who obviously hasn't played so far, to say like, we're trying to get you the pieces so that whenever you come back, maybe we see him this season, maybe not, we're going to have a team that can compete. You've got some, you know, veterans, some experienced guys, and guys who can score. That's what they need. So
McCollum and Valanciunas, and then Brandon Ingram, obviously their star player without Zion out. You think there's something there?
For sure. And they've definitely been competing in the last month or
absolutely.
So.
Hey, when really, Ingram plays, they're
11-5 in his last 16 games that Ingram's been on the court.
Yeah.
And I think Willie Green's done a good job considering where they started. So I like that here. Now, this first-round pick, as you mentioned there, Tass, so they keep it if it is top four for the Pelicans. So that's a pretty good little, like, okay, we can keep that if we get a super high pick. Basically, after that, it goes to the Blazers or the Hornets. So I don't mind that. And, you know, for as far as the future, here with the Blazers, to me, it's the symbol is they wanted draft picks and they wanted cap space.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds great.
Right.
But what are you going to do with that cap space? They don't have a great history of signing big free agents, for one. And for two, have you seen the free agents available next season? Like, Zach LaVine's a free agent, but do they get him? I don't think so. So they have to now turn that cap space into something tangible if they plan on keeping Lillard, which I'm not convinced they are.
Yeah, you're not convinced. I know Tass is not all that convinced either. But Trey, the one guy here, you think he's at least going to be signing the huge max deal. And this idea, I guess the Blazers are trying to sell their fan base, is we are retooling around Lillard here. Like, we are getting all these picks and all these young players and having all this cap space to try and get someone of significance in there to pair with Lillard. That's the idea they're telling us. They might be lying, of course. But
yeah, they're getting kind of middling first-round picks for the deals they've done so far. But, you know, if it works out right, that could end up being two top 10 picks. Maybe that's interesting for the Pistons. You know, you say, sure, we'll give you these two top 10 picks for Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant comes to the Blazers, and then suddenly you're talking about signing him to a deal with this cap space you have. I don't think this means that Lillard is gone, but I'm also now seeing tweets from Joel Embiid saying time to run, time to ratio, time to counter. He's getting cryptic today. So who knows what's going on with the Sixers? That should be exciting to watch. But I don't think it's reasonable for the Blazers to expect to get a franchise-changing player for CJ McCollum, a guy who's never made the All-Star team. So to get a first-round pick, I think, is good. And I think the best pick the Blazers are going to get from this is trading away their starter so that their pick gets worse and worse and worse. Right now, they've got, let's see here, they've got the eighth best lottery odds, but the teams beneath them are all pretty solidly beneath them, except for the San Antonio Spurs, who are still trying to win. Maybe make a push for the play-in tournament, though maybe they could be active at the deadline as well. We shall see. Portland, though, needs to do as bad as they can to increase their chances of getting a really good pick and actually getting somebody who's big time for the future.
Yeah, I just think this is the end for Damian Lillard in Portland, because, yeah, if everything breaks right, maybe they get a great pick. Maybe somebody takes a package. But at the same time, they have to get good now.
Right.
I mean, Dame is going to be 32, or he's 32 already, and he's vocal recently about saying, like, I don't want to play for a draft pick. I don't want to be in that boat. And the players that they have gotten back just aren't going to help him win a championship. And so is he going to wait? Of course. If they throw him a five-year deal, that's a max deal. Just like Lee Ellis is accepting B's, of course he's accepting that contract. He's signing it. But I think they just don't have enough around him to attract him to a long-term deal. I just think it's a teardown. He will sign the deal, sure, but I think they trade him before that even comes up.
You agree with this? You think this is the, like, okay, whether or not he actually does sign there, this big-term deal, like, is this almost like how do I put this? Them doing these deals over the last couple of days, obviously trading Norman Powell, who was really good for them, at least, you know, this season. Now McCollum, who's one of their best players outside of Lillard, training these two guys for not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the truth. Like, yes, some picks, some flyers on Keon Johnson, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I'm high on him. I get all that. But not a lot coming back. Is this them just saying, setting up the idea of, like, hey, it's okay. Now we can move you. There won't be any blowback. I'm talking about Lillard, of course.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we've had to pick our decision. We had to pick our lane. We are blowing it up. And I don't know. There'll be no, like, bad feelings now. Like, his whole thing is, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm loyal to the core. I'll never, you know, like, I don't know. Now it's like, you can't blame him by any means because they've made this decision. They're like, just like, okay, we're tanking.
Yeah.
We're obviously tanking.
I mean, he can't feel he's close to a championship today than he was yesterday. I mean, they're going further and further because you might get a really good prospect in this draft. Let's say you get pick number 1 and 6. Maybe you do, but those guys just aren't going to be ready to compete for a championship for 3 years, maybe 4 years, and then Lillard's at that point 35, 36. Yeah. Now, if he wants that super max, absolutely that's on the table there for him, if that's what he wants. But clearly then he's saying that is my priority rather than competing for a championship, because I don't think he can have both. I think if he really wants to compete for a championship, his best chance now is to try to go somewhere
else.
He's
going to get both.
I think Trey's saying he's
going to sign
the
$50 million deal, and then we'll say, 15 years in, man, I got to go. Now's the time. When, now that I got this $50 million deal, you can ship me out.
When can he sign that deal? Because he's signed through 2024 plus a player option after. Yeah.
But well, he can probably sign that before that. Well, I don't know exactly, but
I think he can sign an extension that replaces the player option.
Yeah, yeah. Mm,
that's a long time from now. Yeah, I wonder. Oh, obviously, he doesn't feel like he is any closer to a championship today. But Trey brings up a good point about the return on CJ McCollum. Everybody uses sort of the benchmark for trades this year as Vucevic would garner you two first-round picks. Last year is what happened. That's what happened. So people are trying to get multiple first-round picks for their stars. But CJ McCollum is on a different level than even Nikola Vucevic. Mm-hmm. I would compare
two-time
him...
Two-time All-Star at the time, Vuce was.
Right. And I would compare him more to Aaron Gordon, who got a top-five protected pick in return to the Orlando Magic. Mm. So that's essentially the same package plus some capable players, some players that have a future projection in this league. But to me, this screams of a similar Magic situation. Got to tear down that thing to build it back up. That's just the way it's going to be. They have been middling for so long in Portland. The only way to really get better, if you've traded McCollum and haven't gotten an incredible return, you've also traded Norman Powell, you're probably going to trade Nurkic, and it's not going to be a great return. It's to trade Damian Lillard. I think that would be the smartest thing for their fan base. And maybe they've softened the blow a little bit, as you said, by showing that, hey, we're not a championship team. it's clear now. This team wasn't it yesterday. Now we're even weaker going into the future. And yes, you can say, yeah, we've got cap room, maybe we've got draft picks to your fan base today. But that ain't true. I mean, they can't turn it around. Lee brought up the... Their recent free agency crop that they've gotten over the last decade, the biggest name that they've pulled, Evan Turner probably, they just haven't been able to pull in a free agent. So that cap room, what is it? I mean, it's nothing. They got to tear this thing down, I think.
They have a whole lot of guards on their roster right now, too. They got a weird team. They want to lose games, as we talked about. That's a no-brainer. They're actually leaning into the tank at least this season. But they're not done making moves, whether or not I think that includes Damian Lillard. Like, does Joel Embiid know something we don't know? Is there a Sixers, Blazers deal coming, or is he just trolling? Okay, but would you think there are other moves still for Portland? And again, that's putting aside even Lillard being moved here in the next couple of days?
Well, I think Josh Hart is one of those veteran players. He's an undersized guy who can rebound quite well. He's a good defensive player.
He played really well for the Pelicans here, under the radar. But
he's got a very weird contract right now, and they can trade him for a straight-up one-for-one deal.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if they float him out there and say, who wants him for maybe another draft pick?
Right.
So in that sense, because I don't think he's a big part of their long-term future. And again, if you can get some more of that, then maybe that's, again, what you try to settle a little. Like, we've got all these picks and we're trying to give you something next season, perhaps. So I would guess that. And the other player, I mean, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, he's a good young player.
Yeah, yeah.
But really, what's his ceiling? It's a bit hard to tell right now. But it's a good asset to have, because if he continues to improve like his cousin, Shea, then maybe he could be something there for the Blazers in the future.
Well, he's probably going to get a chance here.
Yeah.
He's going to get minutes. He's going to get an opportunity. And look even what happened with Anthony Simons in the Blazers. Like, I mean, he wasn't playing a whole lot. He was like here and there, and then suddenly they're like, here's a bunch of minutes, and they're like, oh, God, this guy
Anthony
might be a
Simons,
guard of our future.
He gets to be the new CJ McCollum, and now Nikhil Alexander-Walker gets to be the old Anthony Simons.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Danielle has taken up painting. Oil painting, acrylic painting, other painting. I don't know what it is, but it's just incredible. If I can convince her to open up a Shopify store, I know she'll be hearing the
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, yeah, just do it, to the first real life store stage, see, you made a sale, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? How about that? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, or paintings, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From the all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Here's some information. Just like entrepreneur David Scott Martin of Antique Candle did for No Dunks on Shopify. How about that? And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nodunks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nodunks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/nodunks.
And you said the heart contract was weird. Do you just want to explain that? I'm putting you on the spot
yeah,
here. Right?
Yeah. Well, so according to SportTrack right here,
yes,
he's got a guarantee next season only for $13 million, but it becomes fully guaranteed on June 25 of this season, right? And then the following season, he has a player option for that same amount of money. So
right.
He's either got, you know, if they were to waive him or, you know, release him or whatever, then he wouldn't necessarily get that guarantee. But if he makes it to June 25 with whichever
right.
team he's on, he's guaranteed for next season, and then he has his option for another one. So there's, you know, quite a bit of money. There's $25, $26 million. But
yeah, but
haven't seen that before that I remember where there's a non-guarantee, but then there's a player
sure.
option following that.
That's our man David Griffin getting creative there in New Orleans. He loves the creative contract. Speaking of David Griffin and what the Pels got back, I think he's, as we've said, feels like he did pretty well considering they have so many draft picks in the cupboard, and so giving up a protected first-round pick, even if it conveys this year, doesn't really hurt, I don't think.
Yeah.
So the question is, to me, how good is this Pelicans team, really? It's a backcourt of probably CJ and Devontae Graham, along with Zion, Ingram, and Valanciunas. And then you're rolling out, you know, you got a bench with Herb Jones and Larry Nance now.
Mm-hmm.
It's solid.
Yeah.
Is it a top six team? Are they sort of striving for mediocrity, or is it? I mean, I guess they're taking a step. For me, they're taking a step to get better. Plus, they have all these picks, so they're not done. You know, this isn't they haven't reached their peak of what they can attain, I don't think.
Did Griff have to do this though to save his job, to do something? I mean,
interesting.
He could have been looking at being moved out of there, I think. If they, and maybe still will. I mean, this is, again, he's not giving up a whole lot for McCollum, so that's nice. And they are in the play-in because a bunch of these teams below them suck, and the Blazers are obviously out of the mix now. But he may have got a little desperate, is what I'm saying here. He had to do something, and it appears to be good. I'm with you on a B. I think, you know, that's the type of grade I'd be giving it. Yeah, I'll take it.
You've been copying my homework.
Looking at your sport track or whatever the hell you're looking at over there. But I think so. I think his feet were to the fire a little bit.
Yeah, maybe so, but I'll give this a little bit more. B+, maybe even an A-, because to me this means Zion is coming back this season, guaranteed. I don't think they make this trade if they don't think that they're going to at least be able to push into the play-in tournament. Mm-hmm. They're there right now. They haven't made it yet in Zion's career, and that was like a talking point last year, right? It was like, oh, John Morant's already there in the playoffs, and now look what he's done after getting a little bit of time in the postseason. So I think it behooves the Pelicans to get some postseason experience, getting McCollum for not much. You know, I mean, like Tass is saying, they've got a big asset chest to unload. They've got a really low payroll right here, and they really need some three-point shooting. Next, they got to find somebody who passes the ball quite a bit, because I think between Zion, Valanciunas, McCollum, and Ingram, not a bunch of great playmakers. Ingram can be a pretty solid playmaker, but he wants to score first, just like the rest of the guys do, even Devontae Graham.
Yeah,
that's why I think Herb Jones probably steps into the starting lineup and stays there, bring Devontae Graham in. He likes to chuck threes, so that's a perfect spot for a six man. So I don't know. Pelicans are an interesting team to watch. People wrote them off, and I think the rest of the NBA did too, because they started so poorly. So now you walk in, you're like, oh, we're going to beat this team. But they've got some talent there that's able to scratch out some wins. They're going to be in the play-in tournament. It's going to be between them and the Spurs, and we'll see what the Spurs do this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I was 100% guilty of writing off the Pelicans when they started 1-12 and Zion wasn't playing. And you're like, okay, he may not even be playing in the entire season. And this is like, oh, this is embarrassing. This is a wash. You know, is Griffin, you know, is his job in jeopardy? And yeah, kudos to them for turning around. Mm. And Josh Hart, honestly, played a role in that. He's been really, really good for them in whatever 40 games or so he played for them.
I thought he's good at the Lakers, too. Like, just a tough guy who understood his role.
Rebounds well for a guy's size.
For a young 17 guy. Rebound game this year.
He's had double digits in 15 games of rebounds. Yeah. So he nearly beefed, which is which is really good. But, yeah, so it's good to just have a guy like that, a veteran who has some value here in the next 36 hours, I guess, until the trade deadline. And the Blazers might just do something. I'll be very interested to see, though, from Portland now, if they do anything with Nurkic.
Yeah, right.
That's the big thing.
Like I said, they have very few big guys on the roster. Yeah. And
Nurkic would be in demand. I think a lot of teams, I think the Hornets could use him. I think the Mavericks could use him into the playoffs. So there'd be some teams would be sniffing around there. And
you're not going to believe this. The Blazers say they're keeping Nurkic. They yeah, want to bring him back. They definitely want to bring him back.
They have to trade him. They have to.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, there are teams that would... I think
yes.
Oh, yeah. And this is the time to trade him.
When we were talking about buyers or sellers, like the elite teams, and I think it was you that had the Warriors, and you were like, oh, they could use a big. And we kept talking about, oh, could the Warriors be in play for a Sabonis or a Miles Turner? And like, okay, amazing if they could. But like a level sort of down from those guys, especially Sabonis, I think Nurk. And what would it take? Well, you'd probably be giving up like one of your young prospects, like in a Moody or something like that, or maybe even a Wiseman. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Blazers should do that if that offer was like thrown out there from the Warriors.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
saying. I wonder, the Warriors have a pecking order of their young guys. Kuminga, untouchable. Yeah. Is Moody touchable in this instance? I mean,
I think
it seems like Wiseman is more untouchable to me.
Yeah, maybe.
Untouchable or touchable?
I would say that Wiseman is semi-touchable.
Yes.
Moody, fully touchable.
Okay.
Kuminga, untouchable.
Yeah, okay.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
of course, it depends what player would be coming back and sort of deal. Yeah.
14th pick, though, Moody, last season. So that's if you can get a first-round pick who's that guy, I think you'd do that if you're the Blazers.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the Blazers,
The Blazers, I mean, again, look what they've just got in return for Powell and McCollum. Two of their better players this season, especially if you take Lillard out of the equation.
Yeah, the Warriors, I mean, it's sort of like the Pelicans in a way where the Pelicans had Josh Hart contributing. They've got like 15 guys on their roster contributing legitimately. Well, you know, obviously Wiseman hasn't contributed, Moody hasn't, but they have their rotation.
Yeah, but
they would love a backup big for sure, just as insurance. It would be paying a lot because of the luxury tax. We want to get into the numbers because Nurk makes some more than all those guys. But they've found something with Kuminga, so maybe they're willing to sacrifice one of these other younger guys, but. I'd say Nurk gotta go.
Okay, so we were fire sale. So we were grading this, you know, anywhere from a B to even an A minus.
I'm a B plus.
Okay. So we're giving it a nice
CJ McCollum, still not an all star. He's gonna go down in history as a great non all star. It definitely feels like, but who knows? Well, no, I think it's over. I actually
think
his chances at it are over because now he's going to a team that's got an all star in Brandon Ingram. Zion is gonna be higher on the marquee than CJ McCollum is as well, but he's a nice third guy, real nice third guy.
You never know.
Honestly,
he might have
the perfect place for McCollum. He should be a third guy and not a second guy.
I was going to say he might have the old Conley All Star appearance still in him, where he's on a really good team and he's like the third guy.
A bone
and they
throw.
Have
that was 100% a bone throw with Conley.
You asked a good question right before we went live, and I think you got it.
Don't say it.
I think you
it'll change
to.
Everybody's mind on him. Don't say it. Everybody likes this guy.
CJ McCollum or Tobias Harris?
You ruined it, bro.
Sorry, man.
You ruined all those positive opinions that people have.
Who's better?
Well, listen. I mean, they're very similar. In the good
That's
guys can go
you.
Out there and get you the 20 plus. I'm guessing CJ's younger in this scenario, is he?
Really?
Is he?
In this scenario or in life?
Tobias Harris or CJ McCollum?
CJ's a full-on 31. Toby...
I think Toby's younger.
Toby's younger.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
That changes
your opinion. I would have liked CJ on the Sixers. I think if I could change them out, I would. Right. I'd put CJ on and trade Tobias out. So right, I guess CJ I would take.
Okay. All right. And any final grades, I guess, from the Blazers side of things? If you're throwing a grade on it, what letter grade are you giving it?
I think I started this emergency podcast with a C-, in my opinion.
You've bumped it up a little bit.
Trey kind of swayed me with the what return are you getting back for CJ McCollum. We're just talking about CJ McCollum and looking at what Aaron Gordon got back for the Magic. I went from my Vooch expectations to Aaron Gordon expectations, and this is more in line with that, so a little higher.
Okay.
I'm still disappointed.
Here's
I'm
the
still
truth.
Disappointed.
They should have traded McCollum a year or two prior when his value was way higher.
Yeah.
Yes. The problem is that the Blazers went to that conference finals, yep, and they thought, we're a championship contender around Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, and Neil Olshay pushed his chips in on CJ McCollum and gave him a huge deal and then was scrambling from then on out. Yeah. That was trading away Gary Trent Jr., who is now cheaper, younger, and better than Norm Powell, bringing in Robert Covington for 2 first-round draft picks, and bringing Nurkic back all these different times. So now you're seeing Joe Cronin literally go back in time and just, okay, that was a bad move, so we're going to get back what we can for it.
Yeah.
And they're not able to get back what they put into it at this point. So, yeah, they're kind of going back to 2019 and trying to figure it out from there, but it's 2022.
Are you saying Cronin's got the shillelagh of time?
I think he does. Yeah. I think he has smashed the shillelagh of time. And we saw how that worked out.
Oh, it worked out great. Blazers are going to win the title.
Yes,
you wouldn't know that. You don't want Survivor.
Yeah. Yes. No. I'm just thinking more about the cap space. Sounds great, but you know, you could also find another Evan Turner or a Carlos Boozer.
Yeah, of course, it's what you do with it. Yeah. And you said you're right. I mean, did you have a list in front? Like, it's Zach LaVine. It's like it's not.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not crazy.
Of the guys who aren't restricted, it's not very healthy out there. There's a lot of guys who are restricted, but like Miles Bridges, for example, I would say that the Hornets are in the box seat to re-sign him.
Right.
It's tough. I'm about to cough, so sorry. Oh my god, I was trying to hold that off.
You're doing a pretty good job.
Emergency. Like 4 or 5 sentences out.
I know, but I
thought you were getting all choked up about the Hornets' chances of keeping Miles Bridges.
It's an emergency cough cast.
Oh man, live. Streaming is great.
Yeah, man. I live for this. This is all I have.
I hope you get a few more trades.
We'll get more trades. Sorry. Final thoughts. Final thoughts.
The whole Neil O'Shea thing, very interesting. They went through an investigation there in Portland. They found a reason to let him go. But Neil O'Shea was hanging on to his regime, to all the players he brought in. Mm-hmm. I think that's clear. And if he was let go for whatever reason a year prior, things may be different in Portland, and it is unfortunate. CJ McCollum probably would have made the All-Star team last year if he stayed healthy.
Yes.
He had a great start.
He was on fire. Yeah. That's also been a problem. He's been injured like he was this season, last season. So
he was averaging 26 PPG before he got hurt. His first 13 games of the season, he was feeling good. And then things went awry, unfortunately. Right. Things have gone south pretty quick. Sometimes you hang on a little too much to those windows, and that's why if you hang on to Dame, I think you're still hanging on. Just let her go.
Well, let's hear from everybody out there. Shout out to the Stream Teamers for joining us live here for the second time today. Appreciate that. Let us know in the comments below who won the trade. What do you think of the Blazers' next moves? What do you think they should do with Lillard? What all this means? Pelicans' chances of making some noise here with this roster, especially if Zion comes back. Hey, sound off in the comments. We will maybe be back if another trade happens here in the next couple hours. If not, join us tomorrow live at 10 a.m. Eastern here in the Classic Factory, live on YouTube. Flip that into a podcast as soon as possible to break down tonight's games and any of the big stories and maybe some other trades, of course, that do happen. Going to be a fun week, though, hopefully. I liked it. I like how these trades are coming here today.
Oh, yeah. In the morning.
Sprinkling it like each day here a little bit. They're not like blockbusters yet. I hope we have one big old blockbuster. That would be fun. Right?
Absolutely. Give me a buster.
I want an unexpected buster, though, as well.
Yeah.
Not the Simmons Harden one.
Oh, you want something?
I want the crazy one out of left field.
All right. Talk it into existence. What crazy player do you want to see get traded here? LeBron.
Oh, yeah. LeBron to the Cavs.
Okay, guys. Sexton. So, we'll either be back here if there's another emergency podcast or another trade calling for it. If not, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Take care.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.